Who will save the Earth? Many people are concerned about the damage that they believe humans are doing to the Earth and the life it supports. According to some environmental experts, human actions are threatening species with extinction and damaging the biodiversity of the planet as never before. Will humans ruin the Earth? Or will they ever be able to live in closer harmony with nature? Will human efforts succeed? Many experts are confident that humans can protect the Earth and live in harmony with nature. Some researchers argue that for human efforts to succeed, changes must be made in a number of areas and at the same time. Such changes would include improving how land, forests, wetlands, and oceans are managed, adopting different agricultural practices and energy sources, switching to a food system that supports a primarily plant-based diet that includes a moderate intake of meat and fish and reduces overall consumption and waste, accepting that a good quality of life does not depend on having ever more material things. What do you think? Is it realistic to expect governments, businesses, and individuals to cooperate on such an unprecedented scale? Or do you think it is more likely that deep-seated greed, selfishness, and short-sightedness displayed by some would stand in the way? A reason for hope. The Bible gives us assurance that the future of our planet is secure. It explains why human efforts are not enough to save the Earth, and it describes the real change that must be made. It also identifies how this change will come about. Why human effort alone will not save the planet. Jehovah God created the Earth, and He assigned humans the responsibility of caring for it. The footnote reads, "Jehovah is God's personal name." End of footnote. They could succeed in their assignment only if they looked to their Creator for guidance and obeyed His instructions. Instead, however, they rejected Jehovah and pursued an independent course. On their own, humans do not have the ability to care for the Earth, and any effort they make will have limited success at best. The change that must be made. God intends to stop humans from ruining the Earth. He will not reform the governments and earthly society that are harming the planet. He will replace them. For this reason, Jehovah declares, "Look, I am making all things new." Revelation 21:5. How that change will come about. Jehovah will replace human governments with a heavenly one called the Kingdom of God. That government, under the leadership of Jesus Christ, will then administer Earth's affairs. God's kingdom will educate humans to live by God's righteous standards. When humans recognize their Creator and heed His guidance, they will be able to live in harmony with the natural world. The Bible describes how God's government will enable its citizens to enjoy an excellent quality of life, one that is sustainable for the planet. It will do the following: provide food for all. Psalm 72:16. Restore natural resources. Isaiah 35:1, 2, 6, and 7. Ensure a balanced relationship between humans and animals. Isaiah 11:6-8 and Hosea 2:18. Prevent environmental catastrophes. Mark 4:37-41. You can expect that God's kingdom will soon bring about these changes. For more information, read the article, "When Will God's Kingdom Rule the Earth?" What can we do now to show respect for our planet? While we look to God's kingdom to address completely the environmental issues confronting the Earth, we can make reasonable efforts now to show our respect for the planet. For example, we can avoid being wasteful, and we can obey local recycling laws. Brett is a retired environmental consultant. His knowledge of ecology helped him recognize that there is a Creator who will act to save the Earth. Read his story in the web article. I am convinced that life was designed by God, on JW.org. One way Jehovah's Witnesses show respect for their Creator is by adopting practical, eco-friendly techniques in their large construction projects. To see what they have accomplished, watch the video, Eco-Friendly Design Brings Honor to Jehovah. Bible Verses About the Earth. Genesis 2:15. Jehovah God took the man and settled him in the Garden of Eden to cultivate it and to take care of it. Meaning, God entrusted humans with stewardship of their earthly home. Genesis 1:28. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and become many, fill the earth and subdue it, and have in subjection the fish of the sea and the flying creatures of the heavens, and every living creature that is moving on the earth." Meaning, humans were assigned to care for the animal creation. Isaiah 45:18. This is what Jehovah says, the creator of the heavens, the true God, the one who formed the earth, its maker, who firmly established it, who did not create it simply for nothing, but formed it to be inhabited. I am Jehovah, and there is no one else. Meaning, God's purpose regarding the earth has not changed. It will be inhabited by people who will do what he originally intended. Psalm 37:29. The righteous will possess the earth, and they will live forever on it. Meaning, those who follow God's righteous standards will have the opportunity to live forever on the earth. Psalm 98:6-8. Shout in triumph before the King Jehovah. Let the sea thunder and all that fills it, the earth and those dwelling in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains shout joyfully together. Meaning, God's rulership will result in good conditions for the environment.